No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think so, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, we're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier at Camping World Funny Car, Matt Hagan, who returns once again. And just a total slugfest, the ET386-8, side-by-side with Caps throughout qualifying. Haymakers, how fun was it to go, you know, back and forth with your teammate and ultimately earn the number one qualifying position?
Yeah, I mean, obviously humbled and blessed to be here, but the you know, Caps and those boys and Guido, they're over there throwing down, and Dickie is throwing down, and I just can't say enough about Dickie Venerbold, Mike Knutson, and Alex Conway. Those guys have got this car on a string, and they're just doing such a great job of scooping up. I think we scooped up 9 of the points available, or 8 or 9, I don't know, but we scooped up points, a lot of them, and qualified. And you know, it's one of those things where you're sitting in a race car that just is running incredible, and you know that you have to do your job as a driver, keeping it in the groove, and you know, and it being light on the front and the clutch coming at it and dancing around and different things like that. And it takes everybody to do it. So I know I got a great car, I just got to figure out whether the driver's there or not. But I think that all in all, our confidence as a team is coming around, and I think that, you know, that every run that Dickie makes, he gets better. And you know, he told me up in the lounge the other day, he's like, we're going to be aggressive and we're going to scoop up these points, and it's exactly what he's doing. So it makes me feel confident in, you know, just what he's doing, and it kind of builds my confidence as a driver up there on the starting line and different things like that. But at the end of the day, we got a car that can win this championship without a doubt in my mind. I've won 3 championships and run it up twice, and I know what it's like to be there, and I know what it's like when things start clicking and things start really coming together, and this thing is really coming together. So it's pretty exciting for us, for our team, and we're not doing anything crazy, you know what I mean? Dickie's not doing anything outside of the box to do it. He's just really, you know, figuring out where he wants his flows and how much weight on the clutch, and just really being a good racer on Sunday.
Earning the number one qualifier position also earned you a shot at the track round one tomorrow, when many of your other points competitors have to run each other, Wilk and JR, Force and Robert. How important was that?
It's always important. I mean, anytime we scoop up 20 points, it is great without someone beside us there. You don't want to win that way, obviously. I want to race. But, you know, at the end of the day, number one is not always the greatest place to be. You got to run an 8-9 car, you know, that second round or whatever it may be. And those cars always run good and they're tough. I've always done well out of the 2-3 spot for some reason. And, you know, it seems like the ladder looks better a lot of times like that. But, hey, Dickie's running strong. We're going to take those points and we're going to take that number one spot. And, you know, we got a brand new sponsor out here with New Holland, and be able to debut a brand new sponsor, bring someone new into NHRA with new company, new corporation, and lay down a number one like that. They're pretty happy. They had a lot of people in hospitality and, you know, just a lot of farm folks out there, you know. So it was really cool to be able to do that the last couple of days for them, and she put on a great show. And we're just going to go out here and race a race car tomorrow.
You mentioned your 3 championships. There appears to be a lot of intensity out there in the pits right now, and perhaps it has to do with the pressure of the countdown and this compressed playoff system the NHRA has put together. You've been successful. Just talk a little bit about that, how this is maybe a little different than a regular season race.
Well, you know, I mean, right now you have to have an incredible package. Look at what Caps run beside of us. You know, I mean, he got an 88 light to my 69 light, and then he goes 87, and we go 86. I mean, think about that if that was race day. I mean, it takes everything up there, and it's really coming down to these drivers a lot of times and how cutting lights and different things like that. I mean, you look at that Redding race that I got to watch Tommy Johnson drive my car and win, and those, I mean, it was just incredible how these crew chiefs were running, you know, side by side ETs, you know, identical and different thing. I think the semis, everybody went 90 or something like that. And so, you know, they dump all these parts and pieces out on the floor and grab them, and, you know, and they're so smart. They figure out how to make them run, and it's that consistent. And it really comes down to driving and, you know, keeping it in the groove and leaving on time, turn the run lights on, and just being, you know, ready for that moment. I think that's the biggest thing that, for me, as I've learned as a driver, is like, you know, people get nervous, and, you know, people don't do well when you try to, you know, push, you know, try too hard, or you push something away instead of let it come to you. But you also have to be ready to step up and be ready for those moments. I really, truly get excited in the race car when we have moments like this, when, you know, you get a chance to step up and you know your crew chief's going to go try to go low. And it's like, you get a chance to make some history and you get a chance to rise to the occasion. And that's what excites me about it. It's not a fear thing or I'm going to mess this up. It's like almost like, give me the ball, coach, you know what I mean, kind of thing. And I think that's a mentality you have to win championships. It's, you know, you can be nervous. I've seen guys puking trash cans and all kinds of stuff, but it just doesn't go over well, you know. You just got to know, believe in your ability and your confidence and your team, and it all fall together.
Matt, congratulations on this number one qualifier. Question, Allison Cormick.
Okay, so you and Caps came in here 1 and 2. You got 8 out of 9 bonus points. Caps got, I think,
5 out of the 9. Does this feel reminiscent to last year's championship run when it was basically just the DSR Dodges and everybody else?
Yeah, it's absolutely a throwdown. I mean, Don's put together a great team with Vicky and myself and you know, Ron and Guido over there. And, you know, those cars are going to be – he's going to be tough to go through. We're going to have to go through him if we're going to win the championship. And, you know, your teammates are even tougher because, you know, over at DSR, you have all the resources and all the data and all the parts and pieces, and it's just – you don't want for anything. And it's kind of one of those things where you know that car is going to be tough, and to see them run as good as they are, it's like, all right, well, let's you know, we're going to have to figure it out and get through them, you know. But one thing about it is that I've seen that Dickie coming into qualifying in these races, he's been low for most all rounds, you know what I mean? So that gives me a lot of confidence in what the car can do, what we have left to do, you know, out there on the racetrack. And it just kind of, it breeds the confidence that you need to, that you know you can go around your teammates because he can throw down when he needs to, and hopefully I can give him a couple hundred on the tree.
Any additional questions for Matt? All right, champ, good luck.
Right,
good luck on race day tomorrow. Thank you.